Outgunned and exhausted, Ukrainian forces faced an uphill battle Sunday while Catholics here and around the world observed the World Day of the Sick. As believers prayed for ill brothers and sisters, Ukraine tried to come to grips with another night when Russia launched scores of drones on Kyiv and southern Ukraine, injuring at least one civilian. The attacks damaged the natural gas pipeline and residential buildings in the river and seaport of Mykolaiv. Ukraine's southern military command said its air defense systems were engaged for more than 5 hours and destroyed 26 Russia-launched Shahed drones over several southern areas, mainly the Mykolaiv region near the Black Sea. However, there was some hopeful news in Kyiv, the capital, where officials said 40 of 45 drones were downed on their approach, and there were no casualties nor destruction in or near the city. But the latest Russian strikes involving Iranian-made drones came after earlier on Saturday authorities confirmed that in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, 7 people, including 3 children, died in Russian airstrikes. Yet footage has also emerged of rescuers saving the lives of women and children after a petrol station in Kharkiv was hit and its fire quickly spread to many homes. Ukrainian officials said that Russia had launched dozens of Shahed drones in total, mainly at Kharkiv and Odessa, but also at Reni and Izmail in Ukraine's Danube Delta area. Of the 31 drones fired at Ukraine in those attacks, Ukraine's Air Force said that 23 were shot down. The attacks reflect Russian tactics of attacking port and grain export infrastructure. Odessa is Ukraine's largest port, and ports at Reni and Izmail are essential for sending grain to Europe through the Danube River. While Russian ministers have boasted of increasing arms production and signing supply deals with Iran and North Korea, Ukrainian commanders have complained that they are running short of arms supplied by their Western allies. The casualties caused by these weapons have now increased concerns that Europe's bloodiest conflict since World War II will impact several generations, with hundreds of thousands of people dead and injured on both sides. Adding to the difficulties are fears in Kyiv that Western financial support for its military efforts will be dramatically reduced. On Sunday, a narrowly divided US Senate was trying to move closer to passing a $95.3 billion package for Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel. Most of that money, $61 billion, was to help Ukraine in its battle against Russia. Yet there was little time, with Ukraine claiming on Sunday that Russian forces were now using terminals of billionaire Elon Musk's satellite internet service Starlink in occupied areas. Those satellites had been crucial for Ukraine's war effort, and Russia's ability to use them would undermine Kyiv's tactical maneuvers. However, SpaceX, which runs the Starlink system, said last week that it does not do business of any kind with the Russian government or its military, and that its services does not work in Russia. But as fighting continues, Britain's well-informed Ministry of Defense said there were indications that Russia's war with Ukraine is impacting civilians on both sides. Just as in Ukraine, hospitals in Russia are also impacted by the war. Britain's defense ministry said on the World Day of the Sick that the armed conflict is contributing to a shortage of healthcare professionals across Russia. And with the number of injured and killed people rapidly rising, hospitals are now confronted with significant challenges to care for them. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.